Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to make a sub-sign riser in Ableton Live 12, then humanize it with breakbeat surgery, so it feels alive, gritty, and properly drum and bass. Not a generic shiny riser. We are building the darker jungle-style tension lift, where the low end feels unstable and the breakbeat gives it pulse and personality. This is a beginner-friendly lesson, so I'm going to keep the workflow simple and practical, using only stock Ableton devices. By the end, you'll have a transition sound that feels more like a nervous machine breathing under a breakbeat than a clean EDM sweep. That's exactly the vibe we want. First, set your project tempo to around 174 BPM. Anywhere in the 170 to 175 range is fine, but 174 is the classic DNB sweet spot. Then create two tracks, one MIDI track for the sine riser, and one audio track or drum track for the breakbeat layer. If you already have a break loop in your library, great. If not, grab a short amen style break or any drum break with some character. We're not looking for perfection here. We just want movement. Let's start with a sine sub. On your MIDI track, drop an operator. Set oscillator to a sine wave and turn off the other oscillators. The reason we use a sine is because it gives us a clean, deep foundation that can rise without getting too messy too early. For the amp envelope, keep the attack short, somewhere around 5 to 20 milliseconds. Decay at 0, sustain at 0, and a release around 50 to 120 milliseconds is a good starting point. This gives the sound a smooth but controlled shape. Now draw in a single long MIDI note. Keep it simple. A note around C1, D1, or E1 will work nicely. The motion is going to come from automation, not melody. That's a really important mindset here. We are designing tension, not writing a bass line. Next, automate the pitch upward over 1 to 2 bars. In the MIDI clip, open the clip envelopes and automate pitch if that feels easiest for you. A rise of 7 to 12 semitones is usually enough to give the sound a sense of climbing without going full cartoon whoosh. If you want a longer, more dramatic build, stretch that rise over 4 bars or even 8 bars. The slower the rise, the more suspense you can create. Then add auto filter after operator. Set it to low pass. Start the cutoff fairly low, somewhere around 80 to 150 Hz. And slowly open it as the riser develops. A little resonance, maybe 5 to 15%, can help the movement feel more alive. This matters because even a sine wave can feel too static if it just climbs in pitch with no other motion. The filter gives it shape and breathing room. Now let's make that sine feel less sterile. Add saturator after the filter. Start with a little drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB, and turn soft clip on. Don't overcook it. We're not trying to distort the sub into a mess. We just want some harmonics so it translates better on smaller speakers and feels more audible in the mid-range. If it starts to sound like a bass line instead of a riser, you've probably pushed it too far. A useful teacher tip here: think of the sine as the spine of the riser. It should carry the whole shape, but it should not scream for attention. Leave headroom early. If the sound is already huge at the beginning, the build has nowhere to go. Start quieter and cleaner than you think. Now for the fun part. The breakbeat surgery. Take your breakbeat and slice it to a new MIDI track. In Ableton, you can drag the break into a MIDI track and choose slice to new MIDI track. Slice by transient if you want more natural hits, or by 1/16 if you want more control. That'll create a drum rack with individual slices you can trigger like instruments. We do not want the full break playing all the way through. That would be too busy and would fight the sub. Instead, we want selected fragments. Think in terms of 2 to 4 hits per bar. Not a full drum pattern. Use ghost kicks, snare tails, hat fragments, little bits of break noise, and maybe a short reversed hit near the end. The idea is to create tension without clutter. For example, over 2 bars, you might have 1 ghost kick and 1 hat fragment in the first bar, then a snare crack, a shuffled hat slice, and a reversed break hit in the second bar. That kind of pattern gives you that nervous, human, slightly unstable rhythm that works so well in jungle and darker DNB. Now process the break so it sits with the sine instead of competing with it. Put EQ8 on the break layer and high pass it somewhere around 150 to 300 Hz. This removes low rumble and makes space for the sine. If the break gets harsh, notch a little around 3 to 6 kHz. Then add gentle compression. A ratio of 2:1 or 3:1, with a medium attack and medium release, will help glue the chopped slices together. If you want a bit more character, add echo with a short delay time, like 1/8 or 1/16, and keep the feedback low. You only want a hint of space, not a wash. A little redux or saturator can add grit too, but keep it controlled. We want the break to sound like it belongs in the same world as the sign, not like a random loop pasted on top. Here's a really important conceptual point. Use contrast on purpose. Let the break become slightly more active as the sign rises, but also thin out the low end or reduce other elements at the same time. Density in one area and space in another is what creates tension. If everything gets bigger at once, the ear stops noticing the lift. Now combine the two layers in the arrangement. A good riser might last 2, 4, or 8 bars depending on your track. In the first half, keep the break sparse and the sign relatively stable. In the second half, increase the pitch movement, make the break more animated, and slowly increase saturation or filter opening. Then right before the drop, create a moment of contrast. That could be a tiny gap, a sudden cut, or a very short stop before everything slams back in. Automate several things at once if you can. Pitch on operator, filter cutoff on auto filter, drive on saturator, volume on the break track, and maybe feedback or send level on echo or reverb. Even small changes add up. A great beginner mistake to avoid is relying on only one automation lane. If the pitch is moving but everything else is static, the riser can feel flat. Use multiple subtle moves so the whole thing feels alive. Now let's talk about arrangement. There are a few strong ending options for the riser. One is a final snare cut, where the break layer hits a last crack and the sign stops just before the drop. That's clean and punchy. Another is a reverse tail, where you bounce the riser to audio, reverse it, and use that as a ghost lead-in. That gives a very classic DNB tension feel. A third option is the empty beat drop, where you pull the energy away for a tiny moment of silence, then let the drop smash in. That tiny gap can make the drop feel much bigger than adding more sound would. Before you move on, let's resample the combined riser. Route the sign and break layers to an audio track and record the full build. This is a really useful production habit because it commits the motion into one editable clip. Once it's audio, you can warp it, reverse it, fade it, and shape it much more creatively. Use Complex Pro if the resampled result is mostly tonal, or beats if it's more rhythm-based. Then trim the start and tighten the end so the transition lands cleanly. A nice extra trick is to make the resampled audio feel played, not looped. After bouncing, cut tiny gaps, feed slice edges, and nudge a few fragments by ear. This small amount of imperfection goes a long way. It gives the transition that human, performed feel, which is exactly what breakbeat surgery is about. Let's reinforce the key lesson here. The sign is the spine, but the chopped break is what gives the riser its pulse and character. Keep the sub honest. If it starts sounding too harmonically rich or too loud, it's becoming a bass line rather than a riser. And keep the break selective. Less is often more with jungle-style tension. A few well-placed hits can feel much more human than a crowded grid of slices. A few common mistakes to watch for. Don't make the sign too loud. Don't let the break get too busy. Don't allow low frequencies to build up in the break layer. Don't rush the pitch rise, and don't forget automation on the break layer. Also, be careful with reverb. Too much reverb can wash out the impact and blur the drop point. In heavier DNB, clean control usually hits harder than huge space. If you want a darker or heavier variation, duplicate the sign riser and process the copy with more distortion, then high-pass it so it adds mid-range tension without mud. Or try a ghost riser. A quieter duplicate with more reverb and less low end tucked underneath the main build. Another great trick is to slightly shift some break hits off the grid. Move one a little early, another a little late. That tiny imperfection can make the whole thing feel like it was played by a human instead of programmed by a grid. You can also experiment with a stutter build. Take one slice from the break and repeat it 2 times, then 4 times, then 8 times in the final bar before the drop. That creates urgency fast. Or try a fake tape speed up by tightening the warp and slightly compressing the end of the riser in time. It's a subtle way to make the build feel like it's accelerating toward impact. For a solid practice exercise, build a 4-bar riser at 174 BPM. Make a sign note in operator, automate the pitch upward over 4 bars, add auto filter and open it gradually, slice a breakbeat to MIDI, program only 6 to 8 selected slices across the 4 bars, high pass the break above 200 Hz. Add light saturator on both layers, resample the result, then reverse the last half and test it as a lead into the drop. That one exercise will teach you a ton about tension, contrast, and movement. So to wrap it up, you've just built a sub-sign riser with breakbeat surgery in Ableton Live 12. The big idea is simple: use the sign for low-end pressure, automate pitch and filter to create the rise, then layer in chopped break fragments to add human feel and rhythmic life. Keep the break selective, high pass it properly, resample when you're ready, and shape the ending so the drop lands hard. This technique is super useful for jungle, rollers, dark neuro-influenced DNB, and atmospheric transitions. It's one of those methods that sounds simple on paper, but once you start using it, it opens up a whole world of more musical, more organic transitions. If you want, in the next step I can turn this into a bar-by-bar spoken walkthrough with exact automation moves for each section.